Workers at a Gateway computer plant in Salt Lake City are attending resume writing seminars today. They're among 5,000 Gateway employees who were laid off this week in a major downsizing. 660 people will lose their jobs in Utah, where state officials are still working hard to attract high-tech companies like Gateway. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The Gateway plant closure is just the latest in a series of high-tech shutdowns and layoffs in Utah, throwing 3,000 people out of work in the last year alone. Thane Robson directs the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at the University of Utah.
I think it is symptomatic of what's happening in the whole information and high technology industries clear across the United States. It's a set of industries that are in recession. Those analysts who look at this industry do not expect to see a dramatic turnaround anytime soon.
Still, Utah officials are aggressively pursuing technology companies. A few hours before Gateway's announcement, Utah Governor Mike Leavitt launched a $700,000 campaign to attract technology businesses to the state. Later, he faced reporters skeptical of the effort, given the cutbacks at Gateway and other high-tech companies.
We're going through a period of time where there's a lot of resettling. The deck's kind of been thrown in the air. But I think this is exactly the time for us to be aggressively going after it, because when the cards all settle, I think there will be a substantial repositioning and that we're going to be very well suited to benefit.
More than 100,000 Utahns have technology jobs out of a workforce of 1 million people. And Utah is a technology pioneer. WordPerfect, Novell, and graphics designer Evans & Sutherland are homegrown companies. But the state has a hard time holding on to these high-tech giants, notes economist Thane Robson.
We are a small state. We don't have super abundance of resources. Nobody has enough money. We have done reasonably well over the years, but in too many cases, we've had startup companies that have grown to a significant size and their owners have sold the firm or merged it with a dominant firm that has taken it out of the state.
Still, Robson and Governor Leavitt are bullish on the state's prospects. They cite Utah's biotechnology research, a growing and educated workforce, and relatively low costs. They note that hundreds of new technology jobs were recently created. Most aren't the best-paying jobs in the sector, ranging as low as $8 an hour. But they do fit the pay rates and skills of the jobs lost at Gateway, Governor Leavitt.
The category of employment that this particular employer falls into, there's a lot of demand for. These employees will likely find a ready supply of additional employment that'll be available to them.
In fact, Gateway officials say they've already heard from more than 20 companies offering 200 jobs. That encourages Gateway workers who've been reading about other layoffs. Sheryl Holbrook is a Gateway salesman.
Intel has laid off a lot of people. iOmega has laid off a lot of people. But I think there's still opportunities out there for people who are willing to work and who are qualified and who have the technique and the desire. I think there's plenty of opportunities.
State officials lured Gateway to Utah with a $200,000 subsidy. They seem ready to spend a lot more, despite the Gateway experience. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.